Track 15, The Charter Pole. These trees, generations rooted in their leaves, our breath in their branches, our shelter in their health, our hope in our hands, their future. That's what those words say, that are wrapped around that piece of oak. I hope you enjoyed the walk and that you didn't bump into any nudists from the Budby Reserve wandering along the wrong path. Hopefully we've kept time. But as Orlando says, there's no clock in the forest. Though there are, of course, many of them. Just all set to different times than ours. And forgive me for practicing my Shakespeare on you. It's because Chloe promised me she would go on this walk, and I want to impress her. There, I've admitted it. And if this is you, Chloe, then I hope the forest you're making, or the forest you made, or the next forest you're starting on, is brilliant. I know it will be. How could it not? Having this place buried deep inside you, and your mother, and me. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. Those are the most famous lines that are uttered in that fictional forest. And then the bit about the seven ages of man. You know the one. The mewling, puking infant, the whining schoolboy, and all the rest. But he missed one out, did Mr. Shakespeare. One age of man and woman. And that's the age when we end up as stories, because we all do. And when nobody tells them any more, when nobody tells our story, that's when oblivion really comes. That's when we truly vanish, leaving only the initials that we once carved into a tree. And they're all important, aren't they? Every story. If there's someone here clacking the mud off their boots, or just sitting and looking around, then maybe say hello. Tell them what it is you've been doing, and wish them well, as I wish you. Goodbye.
Edith's story was written by Andy Barrett and read by Mavis Moore. It was recorded by Phil Booth at JT Sower, and the sound design was by Adam P. McCready. The Air Who music was composed and played by Ling Peng. Thanks to Carol Hallam, Pam Bird, and everyone who shared their stories, and to all those who helped with the research for this walk. Edith's story is part of Sherwood Voices, a series of six audio walks for Bestwood, Calverton, Clipston, Edwinstow, Newstead and Ollerton. The project has been produced by Excavate in partnership with Inspire and Minor to Major and has been supported using public funding by Arts Council England and the National Lottery Heritage Fund.